Hi, Adele. How was the show?
Well, people are going to have to pay $2 to find out because this is a premium episode.
Right. So you're going to stick it to them.
Stick it to them. Well, it was the LA Podcast Festival.
All right.
And the guests were fancy. And that usually wouldn't matter. Wouldn't cost me any money because it was in town.
Right.
But it was at the Biltmore Hotel downtown.
So it basically cost you $180 to walk in the front door.
Cost me a lot of money to have Lorraine Newman, Moon Zappa, and Kelly Carlin.
Those are fancy.
They are fancy people. They are comedy and music royalty, and all ladies about my age.
Right.
And so, and they're all what I call.
It was a good energy. It was a good energy show, is what you're saying. It was like
a lot
of positive.
Mindfulness was discussed.
Ooh.
Being woke. That was discussed tongue in cheek. We are four middle-aged white ladies.
Right.
And but there was some talk of white entitlement. And I mean, it was sort of like a social consciousness.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite questions is Moon asked if we all believed in karma.
Mm.
And Lorraine,
you're like, you mean
made fun of
the
her
lip
own
balm? Oh, that's CarMax.
That's CarMax. Yes. Oh, I see what happened there. But it was a good one, and it was a nice live audience, and everyone was on board. And someone had made a Dork Forest t-shirt into a skirt, which was kind of awesome. The brown one. The discontinued brown t-shirt.
Right, right.
And
they turned the armholes into pockets? How did that work?
All she did was she was clearly a sewer, so she has taken the main design and taken several t-shirts and made...
Was she in the Seamsters Union?
She might be in the Seamstress Union. She could be on the Dork Forest. I will ask her she did it.
How to make a t-shirt into a dress.
You have a sewing machine, or you did until your mom needed it back. Because hers broke or something. Didn't your mom give you a sewing machine and then...
No, I bought a sewing machine.
And then her sewing machine broke.
And then, yeah, I think that... I think
and then she was like, well, don't you have a sewing machine you use rarely? Can I borrow it?
Never. Yeah.
Right.
Not in a million years.
Right, but you did at one time. There was a short flurry.
Right, and I don't think she has it now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Are we recording?
We are recording. I just wanted to make sure we were recording because
we've
done that. So...
That's what I was going to say.
LA Podcast Festival. So I was at the LA Podcast Festival. And Lorraine Newman from Saturday Night Live and many cartoons. She does a lot of voiceover stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's...
And a stand-up comic.
No.
I thought she was all sketch comedy. All sketch comedy. Oh,
like Groundlings and Saturday Night Live is her famous thing. And then steady work for the last 35 years.
Right.
So it's all working out.
That's great.
Kelly Carlin, her dad, George Carlin.
Yep.
And she...
And we saw her show, which was great, last year.
Right, the solo show at the Falcon, which has been renamed the Penny Marshall's brother. Yeah, he also had work. And
that was her dad.
No, they were siblings.
Siblings. Oh,
And so Kelly Carlin and Moon Zappa. And at one point, my other favorite moment was when Lorraine Newman made fun of her name.
Oh, her own name. Her own name.
Yes.
She made fun of...
Lorraine Newman made fun of her parents naming her Lorraine. And how it was spelled.
Oh.
And Moon just was like, really? You have a problem with your name? I have a... You think you got made fun of because of your name? But all in all, it was really, really supportive and fun. And the audience was... It was a nice big crowd. And,
oh, that's great.
And people were...
It was a warm, inviting...
Safe
was it a
space.
Giant hug of a podcast?
It wanted to be, but it has some sharp edges because there's middle-aged ladies involved. Because there's middle-aged ladies involved.
Right.
So even though...
Middle-aged ladies have had enough.
There's a little bit of... There's a certain edge of exhaustion that makes people just want to go, I can't right now. I can't. So super supportive, but also very, very funny because of that edge.
Right.
It's a great episode. So if you go to thedorkforest.bandcamp.com, you may purchase this, the whole episode. There's a teaser clip, of course, where you can listen to a couple of minutes of the show. But go to Bandcamp and get this live episode from the LA Podcast Festival. And enjoy.